Week 3, Conscious Choices Are Sexy. Now that we better understand our erotic intelligence, how can we align ourselves with it? We do this through making conscious choices. These are choices that we make consciously after due consideration, not only of how we think about something, but also how we feel emotionally and how we sense viscerally in our body what is happening. I differentiate conscious choices even further by insisting that they are choices based on life-giving principles versus life-taking habits. We never choose when we habitually choose. This is actually simply a reaction to reality versus a creative participation with it. Conscious choices also involve being in full integrity with ourselves. So let's look at integrity and we'll come back to conscious choices. Integrity and its influence on our pleasure. Integrity is our ability to make choices from a place where we are aligned with our mind, heart, yoni. It is when all three centers say yes or no. If a choice is made when one out of three or two out of three are in opposition, we are not yet in integrity. What can we do when we notice this happening? Let me give you a concrete example. You meet a person and feel really attracted to them. You get a yes in your mind. They fit the perfect ideal of a partner for you. You get a yes in your heart. You feel really inspired by them. But you don't feel a strong yes in your yoni. It could easily be a no in the heart and a yes in the yoni. Whatever combination, we have at least one center in opposition to the others. When this happens, the best thing to do is stop, relax, and take some time to really be with yourself, to check in and see what's really going on for you. In fact, until all three centers declare the same three yeses or three no's, it is better not to make a choice, as it will definitely be out of integrity. Although this can occasionally slow down our fun, it will always let us wake up the next day feeling happy about our choices. We can look ourselves in the mirror and smile and feel delicious about creating a life for ourselves that honors and respects who we really are on every level of our being. This alone can be multi-orgasmic. In fact, for most women, feeling safe is key in being able to fully surrender to our pleasure. But feeling safe isn't something external. That is being safe. Feeling safe is a self-generated feeling that comes from having integrity and listening to our own erotic intelligence and acting accordingly. In fact, when we do so, we empower our own will. Having a strong will not only keeps us feeling safe and feeling like we live a life of integrity, but it also enables us to actually achieve more in the world, both personally and professionally. How do you feel about making choices from this moment forward with integrity? What actions will you put into place to give yourself the spaciousness that you need in order to truly listen to your erotic intelligence and make choices that feel in alignment with your true will? In what ways do you think this can help you become more orgasmic? We will end today's lesson by affirming that we can enhance our erotic intelligence through the recognition that we have a choice no matter what situation we find ourselves in. We are always given the choice to choose consciously or react unconsciously. The more we can create and participate with life-giving choices, the more free we are to fully experience our deepest pleasure. What life-giving choices can you make right now that would enable you to feel more alive, relaxed, and open? Erotic intelligence is healthy when we have conscious choices and integrity. Can you notice where in your life you have reacted to life instead of participated with it? If yes, list those times and describe what was happening. If no, are you willing to start paying more attention to how you interact with life and the choices you get to make on a daily basis?